Cosmos. I'm right now looking at the light of the golden light of the setting sun coming into my apartment. And just such a beautiful light, golden light. And I think of the yogi standing there looking at the sun as it sets and rises, saying their Gayatri mantras in honor of the sun. Why? Do they think it's an old man out there, some god? Worship the sunlight. Because it's the light that originally comes from God. It said that the sun is a reflection of the Brahman. So of course, you honor the sun. Through whom God shines down upon us. Father, Son, Mother Earth. Is then flourishing. It's beautiful. And once you start to look at the cosmos in that way, in terms of the light, the life, the light, and everything that we who live experience. That's what the cosmos is that we're talking about here. And therefore I understand, because I didn't back then really, what should go into these exhibitions. Well, we got it fairly right, I think. There should of course be stories from the Bhagavatam and so on. But then we thought, does that really fit in a planetarium that should be scientifically valid, cutting-edge science, old Indian mythology? Of course, the Indians would like to come and look at their history. Their myths. But leading science. Come on. But now, when we look at the very cosmos that cosmology is dealing with, and a planetarium as well, it's a living cosmos. And therefore I understand that when Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami and Sridhar Swami discussed those exhibitions . That's why they liked to base them on the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, because it is exactly that, a story happening, the life going on in the different lokas, and how you pass through each and every one of them up. On this wonderful Bhakti Marga.